The Deputy Prime Minister, Barnaby Joyce, has called for domestic superannuation funds to invest more in Australian agriculture. He says Australian people want more than the current 0.3% of their super invested in farm production. Here's a National Rural and Regional reporter, Dominic Schwartz.
Agriculture is the next hot thing, according to its minister, Barnaby Joyce, a position reinforced at today's annual Outlook conference of the Australian Bureau of Agricultural and Resource Economics, ABARES. The gross value of farm production is forecast to rise to a record $60.3 billion next financial year, with exports expected to edge up to $45 billion. This includes an overall record value for overseas sales of livestock and livestock products. Mr. Joyce can't understand why Australian super funds, with $2 trillion at their disposal, don't want to jump on the gravy train.
I truly believe the Australian people want more than 0.3 of 1% of their superannuation invested in agricultural assets.
Well, part of the reason why you don't see superannuation funds investing much in Australian agriculture is that the returns from agriculture are notoriously volatile and uncertain. And superannuation funds tend to prefer stable and more predictable returns.
That's independent economist Saul Eslake. He says foreign sovereign wealth funds can afford to take a longer-term view of their investment in Australian agriculture because they're not measured by quarterly earnings results as domestic super funds are. He says the fundamental building block of Australian agriculture, the family farm, will need to change if it's to attract big local super fund investment.
There'll always be a role for family farms in parts of agriculture, but it's unlikely that the traditional family farm of yore is going to provide the backbone of the industry that's required to capitalise on all the opportunities that undoubtedly do exist as a result of longer term developments in our key Asian markets.
Are we talking then about family farms going either into cooperative or going into a corporate structure, having shareholders?
There's a variety of models that could be contemplated, and they may well entail farmers owning less of the land which they use and being paid for the skills, experience and knowledge that they bring to the management of that land.
Australian not-for-profit fund First State Super is already investing in such a model. It has 740,000 members, mainly nurses and teachers, and $52 billion to play with. It's invested $150 million in almonds, buying up plantations in New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia, then leasing them back to the growers. Here's the fund's Damien Webb.
We primarily get our return via a sort of a rental income stream from owning the properties and leasing them back to a very credible operator, being Select Harvests. They're listed on the ASX. They can then use our capital to expand, grow more trees, helps them grow. We get a rate of return. It's a good transaction and helps us grow our base in almonds in Australia.
Minister Barnaby Joyce is all for such innovative models to grow Australian investment in agriculture, but he's adamant that the family farm must remain the backbone.
My desire is to look after the Australian people, and that's best expressed and manifestly seen in the mums and dads who sit at the other side of the farm gate, behind the kitchen table. They're the ones that I believe that I'm out there to fight for, and if we get to a point where they can't exist, then I truly believe I've failed in my job.
That's the Deputy Prime Minister and Agriculture Minister, Barnaby Joyce, ending that report by Dominic Schwartz.